verse 5, and I think now verse 5 is the key to the entire passage. Now we've come to one of the strangest statements in the Bible, and it's too much for a great many folk today. I'll get letters on this one. But don't send it to me, send it to Isaiah, or take it up with the Lord, will you? Because I didn't say this. This is what Isaiah wrote, and God said it. Verse 5, O Assyrian, the rod of mine anger and the staff in their hand is mine indignation. Now, we've said this is the key verse of this entire chapter. In fact, this entire passage. And it sheds light on the whole purpose of God, for he says here that he's using Assyria as a rod to chasten his people Israel. My friend, that's an amazing thing. Just as you take up a switch to paddle a little fella, or do you do that? And God says, I'm using the Assyrian like he's a little switch, like he's a board in my hand that I'm using to discipline and punish my people. Now, God says here that he's chastening and he's using Assyria. And now the amazing thing is this, the destruction which they wrought was what the hand of God wrought. And what they did, God did it. God was using them just as a switch. They didn't know it, but that's the way it was. May I say to you, that's too much for a great many people to swallow today. But I'm here to tell you, that's what God says. Now let me keep reading. I will send him against an hypocritical nation, and against the people of my wrath will I give him a charge to take the spoil, to take the prey, and to tread them down like the mire of the streets. Now, God says that he is responsible for sending Sennacherib, the Assyrian, against his people, and for taking the northern kingdom of Israel into captivity. And in view of the fact that the Assyrian is a symbol of another kingdom in the north that will be used of God, I'm wondering today if that kingdom might not be Russia. I think it is. Now, there are many of the expositors that believe that this has reference to the beast out of the sea in Revelation 13, and this would be the ruler in the Roman Empire. Well, I much prefer to be specific and say that it is this kingdom that I think, very candidly, is Russia today. Now, have you noticed that ever since World War II, they have won every diplomatic argument or battle? They've won the Cold War, and they have us on the ropes. I wonder if God may not be using them. Somebody says, you don't mean God would use godless communism. Well, he used the godless Assyrian to spank his people, and God may be using Russia to humiliate us today, and they have done that. When we fought in Vietnam, we were not fighting the North Vietnamese, we were fighting Russia. It was a very nice, polite war, and it was a very embarrassing thing. It was tragic. It was an awful thing. May I say to you, God may be responsible for that. He may be the one that was humiliating us, trying to bring us to our senses, but didn't seem to work, did it? Now, did the Assyrian in his day think that he was a rod being used? Verse 7, howbeit, he meaneth not so, neither doth his heart think so, but it's in his heart to destroy and cut off nations, not a few. Why, if you'd asked the Assyrian, he'd have laughed at you. And if you'd asked Mr. Lenin, or Mr. Stalin, or Mr. Khrushchev, or Mr. Brezhnev, and say to them, say, did you know you are a rod in the Lord's hand? I think they'd give you a great big ha-ha. Why, they'd say, it's ridiculous. Why, we are communists. We're against God. But you see, you never get away from him. God will even make the pagan heathen Assyrian. And he had no notion that he was prompted of God, and he would certainly never admit it at all. Now, I'm going to drop down just a little here. This Assyrian was having great victories, and the pride of the Assyrian blinded him to see what the facts really were. because he was resting on his own strength and his supremacy, and he was victorious everywhere he turned. And he was like little Jack Horner that sat in the corner, reached in his thumb and pulled out a plum and said, "My, what a smart boy am I." And we got a lot of folk around today and a lot of rulers of nations that are like little Jack Horner. May I say to you, God's overruling, and God may be using these.